Hi, and welcome to the 13th episode of the Truth Be Told podcast, a podcast for the modern day woman dishing on life, love, and career, sharing real stories and candid advice on how to live your best life. On this week's episode, we have Andromeda Rahim. She is the creator and founder of Women by Choice, which is a national network created to support and encourage women along their entrepreneurial journeys, providing them with education, classes, and events to keep them motivated and giving them everything that they need along the way. She is also the author of She Wins, The Ultimate Guide to Having a Winning Mindset and Leading a Winning Life. And she is also a motivational speaker. Andromeda has been featured in Sheen Magazine, The Huffington Post, Life Coach Network Magazine, and much more. Tune into this episode as Andromeda shares her story, her ups and downs and obstacles, and gives us her personal advice on how to live a winning lifestyle. Let's take a listen.
So Andromeda, I understand that you started Women by Choice to encourage sisterhood among women, and I love that. So can you just tell us a little bit about some of the pain points that you experienced that caused you to create this platform and this network?
The things that have occurred in my life that made me feel like I needed to create a space for positive and supportive women to connect is, in the past, I can admit that a lot of my past experiences was in a time when I was very immature, and young women, or the females I around, was very immature as well. So I would have to say that creating Women by Choice was one of the best things that I've ever done in life. It's truly my life's purpose to empower and unite women. And I'm grateful that I did find my purpose to create a space for women to be supported as they pursue their purpose, as they strive to reach their goals, because we all really need that. When I saw how discouraged I felt by not having people around me that, you know, to encourage me, or to say, you know, to even just take a moment to read my blog to say it was good, I said I have to create a space for women who don't mind supporting other women, even if you don't understand what I'm doing right now, but just, you know, to give me a word of encouragement, to take a moment to even listen to what I'm doing and help me along my journey, even if it's not financially, but even if it's just words of advice and just encouragement along the way, a sisterhood, a place for women to come and feel like they belong, like they're accepted as they are, and to be inspired and supported to become better. You know, it was a lot of cattiness and a lot of drama and a lot of just, you know, betrayal, weird things like people trying to steal my boyfriend, to just never feeling like I was receiving the kind of friendship that I was giving.
Yes, and I like the fact that you said a word of encouragement along the way. I totally understand exactly what you're talking about. And I think that's just something that people experience when you're starting to do something, especially something that's a little bit more non-traditional. I don't even like saying non-traditional, because I feel like it really is going to be traditional eventually.
So I also created Women by Choice to become their best selves.
You know, I can totally understand where you're coming from with that. But when you said sisterhood and empowerment, I know that you also provide education and events. So I want you, before we get into the events, can you kind of tell us about the education part? Because that sounds really interesting.
Sure. In the past, not so much recently, I myself would host empowering courses. So one of the courses that I had was 30 Days to Become an Empowered Woman. That was really popular a couple of years ago with women. And I took them through a 30 days of motivational messages. I was sending motivational messages every day to their cell phone, kind of something just to keep them in good spirits and keep their thoughts in a positive direction, because it's so easy for our thoughts to, you know, go left. We can have the best intentions for how we want to think, but then when we wake up the next day, it could be totally off. So I would share motivational messages with them to keep their thoughts on a positive level, as well as they would learn a lesson every day that would help them to become a better woman. So whether that was basically finding yourself, finding your purpose, reasons why you shouldn't compare yourself to other women, reasons why you need other women in your life to help you to become a better person and to thrive and survive in this world. So I have that course, which has now become a workbook that can be purchased digitally or in print via education in the Women by Choice Network. We do have an array of experts. And so each month we provide a platform for our sisters to actually share their expertise. This quarter, we're focusing on health and wellness. So we have a mental health expert speaking to us. The whole purpose of this entire year and every year going forward is to help women to become whole, healthy, and happy in all areas of their lives, in the main areas that we can all relate to, from our finances, our health and wellness, our relationships, and our, you know, our networking and community service. And just women who focus on mindset and helping women to become whole, healthy, and happy, realizing that being a woman is more than just a matter of age. When I turned 18 years old, I felt like I was grown. I'm a woman. Nobody can tell me anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized at 28 that I was very, very wrong. So it took me 10 years of just not knowing what the heck I was talking about, really. And realizing at 28 years old that actually being a woman is making yourself accountable for your own success and understand that you're responsible for your own happiness. So that's how the Woman by Choice came about. And I think that's a message that all women should.
And when did you start this? What year did you start this?
2015 mm-hmm. is when it officially became an organization for women. Like I said, Women by Choice, the name Women by Choice came from me, you know, take heed to that we have the choice to be happy in life. We have the choice to be successful. It's really all a matter of us deciding to do so. Like I said, it started as my own personal blog and it evolved into an organization once I saw that there were a lot of other women out there who are similar to me and I wanted to be connected with them and create an environment for us to connect. So 2015 is when Women by Choice officially became an organization for women.
Okay, that's cool. And then at what point did you start adding people on?
I would say that 2015 was when I first started to build my team. And that came from literally just having women say, how can I help? And that was the first time I think that I really realized like, okay, this is purpose driven and that, you know, I'm not alone in this mission and people genuinely can see this vision with me and want to help me to make it evolve. So 2015 was when I first met Shamar Logan. I do have a team. You know, I struggle with delegating and asking for help and receiving help for a very, very long time. And I still kind of have some struggles with that because I am a DIY girl all day long. Like I just rather just do stuff on my own if I can do it. But
to your team, or do you have a team, and how did you kind of get that organized?
Runs the Women by Choice blog now in 6 cities in the U.S. And all of these women became part of the team by joining Women by Choice first and then just showing me that they had this interest and that they could see the vision and they would be all in for it. You know, when you have a vision and when you're trying to do something, that it's hard to find people who really believe in it like you do.
You know, I want to get the right people on here. And I told you this before we recorded, but I want to tell you now, like, I really do appreciate you. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show because I love, love, love hearing people that are so passionate about what they're doing. That's the whole point. And it makes me so happy when I interview people and y'all just start talking with this, like, you know, you got this oomph in your voice. And I'm like, yes, that's how you should feel. That's how it should be when you're talking about what you're doing and what you love. If you're not making an impact, what are you doing? So I appreciate mm-hmm. you for that.
And she simply reached out to me because Women by Choice, the message I was sharing was affecting her in such a positive way that she wanted to help with the mission. And so that's how I first started building a team. Since then, we now have local chapters. And so I have been blessed to find people who can see the vision and, you know, they're unselfish enough to help me and understand that it's not about me, though it's about all of us.
Stepping into sisterhood, you were telling me before we started recording that this was an event that's coming up in New York. Just tell us more about that and what people can expect or experience at this event.
So I started Stepping into Sisterhood in 2016, and this event is totally for the purpose of bringing women together and highlighting the women in the city that we're visiting who are doing great and amazing things. In 2016, we did in Orlando and Brooklyn, New York. This year, we're doing it. We did it in Orlando already, and we're also taking it to New York, New York on June 2nd, Atlanta in October, and Canton in August. And this event, like I said, it's an empowerment event and a networking event, but what you're going to hear at this event is real conversation about real things that women can relate to. So we're not just talking about business and we're not just talking about finances. We're talking about an array of things that all women or most women can relate to, as well as sharing. We love to root for the underdog. So when we choose speakers for our event, a lot of the speakers are, I believe that women have the power to be the light at the end of each other's tunnels. And what is missing a lot of the time when you go to certain events is people not sharing the good, the bad, and the ugly. People need to know that you're going to struggle, you know, in on this journey, but you can make it. And this is how you can overcome it. Or this is how I've overcome it, just so that you can be inspired by my journey so you can continue to push forward. You know, members, people have already invested in Women by Choice. And that is also showing the power of sisterhood. It's showing that we're creating opportunities for other women, and we are all using our different talents and bringing it together to make an event happen. We are going to educate you, inspire you, and also allow you to feel what it's like to be around women who truly want to see you win, who embrace you and accept you as you are, and can provide you with information and tools and strategies to help you win in your life, personally and professionally. Really genuine stories about the obstacles that we've overcome, because how does it feel though to have an idea in your head and just think about something, and now it's actually a full-blown business and this is something that you do full-time? How does that feel to you, and what would you say to somebody who is on the beginning stages of trying to do what you're doing?
Honestly, I'm still in awe of it. I still wake up every day like I'm still taking it in. Every day I think I take it in, because like I said, I started Women by Choice with this very small vision. And the things that, well, I won't say it was a small vision, but the things that I intended to do with it were not as grand as it has become. The opportunities that I've had is fully accepted, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want my ego to get in the way or anything. This is
right.
about me. It's not about me. And I try to remember that. I've also dealt with a lot of sacrifices that have led me to this point, which I think have given me a lot of humility. So in talking to someone who is just starting out, I would tell them that you could look at me today and, you know, say she has it all, or she has it all together, she's on a really good path. I still have my struggles even to this day. I still have my discouraging days even today. But I will say that it's amazing. It's truly amazing, and I'm very in awe of it, and I'm very grateful of it. And I think it's hard for me to fully take it in, because I just know that it wasn't just me on my own. Like, I know God was present in this whole process, is present in this whole process, and I could not have made it this far without God. So I just kind of take it into that. And I also don't, you have to keep, if you believe in something, if you have a vision, just keep at it. Keep consistently working towards it. Keep evolving, keep improving. Don't allow anything to come in and cause you to quit, because there is so much power in consistency. So, you know, all financial security was out of the window. But in that process, even though at some point I felt like God was punishing me, I was like, I don't understand how I could be doing something so positive. Like, you know, I thought this was it. You know, I thought this was my purpose. But clearly it's not, because I just lost everything trying to go after it. But honestly, what that situation taught me was that it was my purpose, because I couldn't let it go even in my toughest, darkest trial. I still found myself working as hard as I can, blood, sweat, and tears into my vision, because I just couldn't let it go. I didn't go run back to a job, which I could have. I have a degree in accounting, but I didn't do that. I said, this has to work. I believe in this. And so I doubled down, and I worked as hard as I could, and I pulled myself out of the hole that I had fell in. But I recognized that trial was necessary for me, because it did increase my faith, and it showed me that this was on purpose, because even though I had lost everything personally, my business didn't miss a beat. Everything that I still intended to do with my business happened, like everything, nothing stopped. Anytime I needed some money or something, it came through. So I would just say that in the first year of me starting Women by Choice, I lost everything. I decided to quit my job. My husband gave me his blessing. We went from two income to one income household to a zero income household when he was laid off from his job. If this is your purpose, if you have a vision, keep at it. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how slow it's moving. You have to keep at it. And it's going to be uncomfortable. Nothing that's worth having is going to be comfortable. With each new level, you're going to experience extreme discouragement and discomfort. But you have to choose to just keep going. Keep believing in yourself, and don't let anything stop you. You will get there.
I talked to different women who have been building their businesses. Some women have started their businesses in the attics of their in-laws' houses and figured it out. And so I always
like to get that piece of information from every woman that I interview, because that's the real key that people need to understand. It's like, even when it's all going to pieces, I was going to say going to shit, but even when it's all going to pieces, just keep pushing. Now, I know that I saw that you had taken a little, Brandy, you had taken a little hiatus and you were like, I'm gone, I'm with my boo, I'm with my husband, and I'm living my life. So I always like to talk about the family aspect too, because we as women, we wear so many different hats. How do you balance your time between your business and your family? And what tips do you have for women who may be struggling to try to find that balance themselves?
Okay, so balance is a funny thing.
what
I'm
is
still
balance?
Working on... Exactly. I think that has different. That's a different definition for each person,
right.
Depending on what exactly you're trying to balance. And I don't have any children yet, so just, I can't.
Just from your perspective, yeah.
All right. Balance to me is just prioritizing my life and honoring where I am and what my needs are at that moment. And I think that's a huge thing for women, because a lot of us wear a lot of different hats and we neglect our needs all the time. And then what happens is we end up burning out. Or we end up losing our passion, losing our zest for life, and things just become really mundane. And we may even fall into a depression because, you know, we feel like we're doing things, but we're not getting enough back. And what the truth is that it's not that we're not doing too much, not getting enough back. The fact is that we're not pouring enough into ourselves to continue to do as much as we need to do. What I think is balance, and this is something that I just recently even just learned in my recent hiatus, was balance is honoring where you are at a certain point in your life. My marriage won't always be able to get 100% of my time because I travel for events. I'm hosting events. I work a lot. So there are times when I can't give 100% of my husband. That means I can't, you know, I might not be able to cook dinner tonight or, you know, or go on a date or whatever. But I just learned that, you know, things are not going to fall apart because I go away. And it's necessary for me to go away sometimes. It's necessary for me to unplug from social media sometimes. It's necessary for me to spend quality time with my husband and appreciate him and show him that I appreciate him. It's necessary for me to take time to exercise and to make sure that I'm eating right. All of these things are ingredients for me to have a successful life and to be able to continue to do what I do. In taking this break, I learned that it was okay to break. I think that this is the longest break that I've ever taken in the last 4 years. And just honor yourself. To me, that's balance. Honoring yourself. Honoring what your body is telling you need today. If your body's saying you need rest, get rest. You know, if you know you need to spend time with your family and you haven't seen them, they haven't seen you in a while, take time to see your family. But prioritize your life based on where you are in each day, in each moment. You know, make plans for the future, but just understand and accept and honor where you are right now.
Don't overwork yourself, and it's okay. Things will not fall apart. If things will fall apart, you need other people in place who can hold things better together for you, but it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what are three words that will describe you, and then say I am?
I am resilient. I am sensitive. I am powerful.
I like that. I like that. So, ladies, if you're listening, that was Andromeda. She is the creator and founder of Women by Choice. She is the author of She Wins. How can they find you on social media? What are your social media handles?
Well, you can follow Women by Choice. That is the global online sisterhood I've been talking about. We have local chapters, like I said, also around the country. And that is at Women by Choice on Instagram and Women by Choice Global on Facebook. And then She.Wins is where I just share inspirational messages specifically for female entrepreneurs and women who are in business, as well as I allow that platform to be used for women to share their products and services and anything that they have going on. So those are my Instagram handles.
Okay, well, that was it for episode 13 of Truth Be Told with Andromeda Rahim. Special thank you to her. Thank you to everyone who tuned in and listened. I appreciate you. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Truth Be Told Podcast or my personal Instagram at Brandy Kylie. Also, if you or anyone you know would be interested in being a guest on the show, please send your bio and headshot to truthbetoldshow@gmail.com. That's truthbetoldshow@gmail.com. I'd love to have you as a guest on the show. Always looking for new people and new stories to share. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys later. Oh, and also please be sure to rate the podcast. If you like an episode, if you like the podcast, it always helps to just give a good rating and a good review. I would appreciate it so much. And yeah, that's all I can think of. So I will talk to y'all next time.